Joy Drop with Fizz on Zennial Yearbook. Welcome back, everyone. It's the 1999 show once again. And that was, once again, Canadian rockers, Joy Drop, off of their 1999 album, Metasexual, with Fizz. Why in the world would I play this seemingly random song? I'll tell you why. So, as we all know, it is January, so the Earth has successfully completed an orbit around its star, and it is time for me to readjust my eating habits and head on out to the gym. So while I'm at the gym, I need something to watch as I'm on the elliptical machine for 42 minutes. So I started watching The West Wing again, my comfort TV show from 1999. And in the second episode, I noticed that they played this song, and I was like, that's kind of a random song. But I have this album. I bought this album in 1999. And I wasn't watching The West Wing then. But it's a good show. If you're unfamiliar with The West Wing, it's about a smart president. I'll leave it at that. Everything's fine. It's my TV show, and I like it. Anyway, yeah, it's a 1999 show. We're going to play a little bit of, we're going to do some Nine Inch Nails. Maybe we'll do some Sugar Ray. We'll start it off with a huge, huge album from the Chili Peppers. Off of their huge Californication album, this is Scar Tissue.
Thank you. Shut the door.
Deep.
Nine Inch Nails with We're In This Together. You know, I should have known, since we're playing Nine Inch Nails, that it would just end with a minute or so of somber piano tones. It's fine. I like Trent Reznor. I like Nine Inch Nails. That's a great song. Off of the 1999 album The Fragile. Before that, that was before that. Every Morning with Sugar Ray. They're still touring. Got a couple of gigs in Florida if you're interested in getting away from the cold. And before that, Scar Tissue by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. All great 1999 tracks. You know, from 1999. What else? What else we got going on? You know what? Why don't we keep the music going with a little bit of Fountains of Wayne? Everyone, and I mean everyone, digs Fountains of Wayne. This has nothing to do with Hannibal Lecter, but it is Red Dragon Tattoo.
In the pouring hall. the light come over, no. I see myself in the pouring rain. I watch hope come over me.
Southside by Moby. In case you were interested in what having a really good background singer can do to your song, that was the version without Gwen Stefani. And you know, it's fine. That's off of Moby's 1999 album Play, which is full of cultural appropriation. Look it up, kids. It's true. Before that, Red Dragon Tattoo by Fountains of Wayne. Oh man, Adam Schlesinger can write a song. Gone Too Soon. The Fountains of Wayne guy. Anyway, there's four of them. They're a good band. Yeesh. Let's take a quick break while I oil my microphone so it stops, or microphone stand holder? This thing. So it'll stop making noise. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1999 album. And we'll be right back.
WTBR.
Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
Pumping on your stereo, Supergrass. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1999 show. Quiet, guys. Quiet. It's the 1999 show. Welcome back. I'm your host, Kyle. I don't even know if I told you that I was your host, Kyle, but I am. And that was Pumping on Your Stereo by Supergrass. Maybe I should speak a little slower. Maybe not. Anywho. More 1999 whatnot. So this is the part of the show where we play three songs from one album. And this is one of 1999's best albums. Probably my most anticipated album at the time. I remember I had a 1993 Toyota Tercel. And I had to drive from Virginia Beach to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to visit my dad. When I bought the car, I didn't have a stereo in it. So I had, like, a portable radio with a CD player. And I would just put that in the back seat and drive for 5 or so hours. Anyway, I was poor too. Everything's fine. I can relate. I've done these things, and I got a speeding ticket in Emporia, Virginia. Which, if anyone has ever driven through Emporia, Virginia, you will know that you must slow down, or you will get a this was in 1999. Anyway, what am I talking about? We're talking about the Foo Fighters, their 1999 album. There is nothing left to lose. I could play literally anything off of this album, but you know, we'll play the hits because that's what we're gonna do. It's a hit show. It's not. It's a little bit of a deep cut show. There's some deep cuts, but you know, you've probably heard all these. We'll start with Breakout. You make me dizzy, running circles in my head. One of these days I'll chase you down. Well, look who's going crazy now. I'm face to face, my friend. Better get out. Better get out. You know you make me break. Maybe break out. Generator by the Foo Fighters off of their 1999 album, There's Nothing Left to Lose. Before that, next year, also by the Foo Fighters, also from There Is Nothing Left to Lose, also a song that ends and then comes back for another 40 seconds. I thought it was cool. And then Breakout, that's how it started. That's how we started it off. The Foos, as they are colloquially known, as I call them, they're on tour again. A little bit of Europe. We'll be back in the States. I think they come as close to here as Philadelphia, which is a bit of a hike. But, you know, maybe next year. Maybe next time. No, unless I missed them last year, which is entirely possible. We'll see. Let's keep the music going with two more of my very favorite, not favorite bands. Really good bands from 1999. I'm overhyping it. This is a band called Incubus with Privilege. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it strange that the man standing in front of me doesn't have a clue why he's waiting or what he's waiting for? Maybe it's me, but I'm sick of wasting energy. Maybe if I look in my heart, I could find a back door. Find yourself.
I'll never let you go. each other. It's a good idea, break a promise to your mother.
Tonic on Zennial Yearbook. That was You Wanted More. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee, off of their 1999 album Sugar, the follow-up to Lemon Parade. Are they making lemonade? I don't know. If their next album is like Ice Cubes or Pitcher, I'm going to lose it. Before that, Third Eye Blind with Never Let You Go, and then Privilege by Incubus. And now it is time to take a quick station identification type break. We'll be back and, you know, about a minute or so. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1999 show.
WTR. 7 years of college down the drain.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12. For eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Can't relate to the contain. Can't explain all the words you now generate. I can't convey, I can't relate to the thoughts you now generate. I can't contain, I can't explain all the words you now generate.
Generate by Collective Soul. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 1999 show off of their 1999 album Dosage. Yeah, we're almost done. A little bit of Collective Soul. You know, that's all fine and good for the 1999, but people have been asking me, Kyle, where's the hard stuff? Where's the rockin' rock songs? Well, you know what? I guess I got some of that too. We got some rockety rock, some of the newest of the new metal, and a little bit of punk. So stay tuned, and get ready to you know, I don't want to say get in the pit because that's gonna make you think I'm gonna play Kid Rock, which I'm not going to do. This is Stained.
Same. out there. Now watch yourself for you, cause we can't go. What is it really that is in your head? What little life that you had just died? I'm gonna be the one that's taking over. Now this is what it's like when worlds collide. Now who's a lion and who is a devil? You can't decide, so we'll be your guide. And one by one, they will be hand chosen. Now this is what it's like when worlds collide.
I did it.
Limp Bizkit with Nookie. I feel like I could use a shower after that block. It was an awful lot. Before that, we had When Worlds Collide by Power Man 5000. Off of their 1999 album Tonight the Stars Revolt. I saw Power Man 5000 a while back. I have the best mosh pit story around about that, but I told it in episode 43. So, you know, go back in your Apple Podcast and your YouTube Music, find episode 43, which is also a 1999 show, and you can hear that story when I told it, because I'm not going to tell it again until I forget, and I'll tell it again. And I started the music off with Stained, and you know what? Let's take a little break from the hard stuff. Let's chill out with a little bit of American football.
Just pretend.
Math Rockers American Football from Urbana, Illinois, chiming in to the 1999 show, making their 1999 show debut. I think it's their Zennial Yearbook debut. Anyway, I just like saying debut. Yeah, so this is about the end of the show. I've got more to play, but I only have 90 minutes, guys. Speaking of American football, if you're listening live, it's about time to switch over to the pregame show. Looks like it's going to be Buffalo at Denver. And then after that, the Niners against the Seattle Seahawks. Go Niners, everyone. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1999 show. If you like what you heard, you can hear more of us on Apple Podcasts or YouTube Music. Just look up Zennial Yearbook. That's Zennial with an X. We're going to play our last song. Is one of the very last songs that Alice in Chains played with their singer Layne Staley. This is off their 1999 album Music Bank. It's a 3-disc monstrosity of an album. It's got demos, it's got B-sides, and it's got Get Born Again by Alice in Chains. This is Zennial Yearbook.
Just repeat a couple.